This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein shares about life in the Holy Land.
Did you know that one of Israel's holiest places is a cave? The Cave of Patriarchs in Hebron is where Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Leah are buried. Jewish tradition holds that Adam and Eve are buried there also. This holy resting place has been a spiritual oasis for Jews throughout our history. It is second only to the Western Wall in Jerusalem as a revered site. As recounted in Genesis, Abraham purchased the cave and surrounding field as a burial place for his wife, Sarah. In doing so, he became the first Jewish landowner in the Promised Land. For centuries, the cave has been under control of other groups. In the first century, Herod built a large stone building over the cave, which later became a mosque. Since the 14th century, Jews have been forbidden from entering the site, allowed to go only as far as the seventh step on the southeast staircase. After the miraculous Six-Day War in 1967, Hebron came under Jewish control, and for the first time in 500 years, we were allowed access to the site. Still run by the Muslim Religious Trust, tourists of all faiths are allowed to visit, but they do so alongside armed guards. Still, the Cave of the Patriarchs remains an awe-inspiring place for Christians and Jews. It is a place of prayer and worship where one feels most connected to God and where we both celebrate the roots of our faith. With prayers for peace, I'm Yael Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel, at holylandmoments.ca.